The White House says President Donald Trump is slated to sign an executive order designating English as the official language of the U.S. The order could impact documents and services offered by federal agencies and those receiving federal funds. The Trump administration says it will allow government agencies and organizations who get federal dollars to choose whether or not to offer documents and services in languages other than English. The executive order would repeal a Clinton-era mandate requiring the government and organizations receiving federal funding to offer language assistance to non-English speakers. The White House says hundreds of languages are spoken across the U.S., but notes English is the most widely used, adding the order unifies the nation and its people. More than 30 states reportedly have passed laws establishing English as their official language. The executive order follows the administration's removal of the Spanish language version of the White House website within hours of Trump's inauguration. Hispanic advocacy groups came out against the change and expressed frustration over the move. The president and CEO of the Hispanic Federation told PBS at the time, if the White House is seriously interested in engaging with Latinos, the second largest group in this country, then they need to make sure that updates can be distributed in Spanish, a preferred language for millions in our community. The White House has promised to bring the Spanish language version back online, but as of Friday, it remains unchanged. Trump also removed the Spanish version of the website during his first term, but former President Joe Biden restored it. The expected order comes as the number of individuals in the U.S. who spoke a language other than English tripled from 1980 to 2019, growing from 23.1 million people to 67.8 million. According to a U.S. Census Bureau report. The findings also revealed English speakers grew too, going from 187.2 million in 1980 to 241 million in 2019.